You are listening to BensTorah.com.
You have the third Pasha Zachu with the Maisa with Shola Melech, Perk, and Shmuel Aleph, Perk, Tez Rav. We have Shmuel Shola, Kam Asher Tzavakos. That's what the Ashkenazim start from, or Minif. Akashem Tzavakos, Pekadetis, Asher Asher Amalek. I remembered what Amalek did to Klal Yisrael, Asher Somloi Bederach, Malaysa Mitzrayim. It went against him, against Klal Yisrael, Bederach, Malaysa Mitzrayim. After Lech, now you go, the Kisa as a Malik. You go destroy a Malik. It's interesting, but Skrub is aimed on what's this comment? It's like, Hakadam, what the Barisham says, you got to do that. What do you mean the Barisham tells you every day, put on tefillin? We are, put on tefillin. I stay in the Torah. What do you mean? You need a Navi to go ahead and tell you that you have to fight a Malik. So we'll see. The Briskarov on this. But it says he goes, destroy a Malik. What's that? What happens? You know, Shaul leaves the animals. He wants to bring them as karbonos, and he leaves Agag, and Shmuel tells him a few things that through the Baruch Shel Olam, you are mekayim dvar Hashem. You didn't do this. You didn't do that. And at the end, the last pasuk, pasuk lamed gimel, v'yomer Shmuel agish elayis Agag melech Amalek. He went, Rashi has two pshatim, Madonis says, but Madonis says, Pshat means he went shackled, he went with chains. Avot Nois to say, he wanted to show that he's bigger. He goes against his will, meaning, we hold a kol bidei shemayim, chutz miyir shemayim. There's a chutz. Bershim, how is that possible? The Rambam says, we don't understand. Diyah p'chira. Pshat is, we have p'chira, we believe there's a p'chira. A person can navigate his destiny in life as far as yir shemayim. Right, the Gemara says, when the tipa comes out, so the Bereshim, so the Balachis, the Bereshim, tipa zuye, chacham, or tipish, oshir, va'ani, gibor, or cholosh, right? Right? Abel tzadik v'rosh u'lekomar, k'nakobi de shemayim. Rabbi Bunim used to say, see from that Gemara, you could be a tzadik tipish. It says you get tipish. Right? The Malach stole it. This kid's going to be a tipish. But doesn't say he's going to be a tzaddik. All right, can be a tzaddik. All right, the shot. I heard once a Shmuel Birnbaum, somebody told him, he says, yeah, through Torah, he became a chacham. That's the difference through learning the Torah. But yeah, that's kol bidei shemayim. Chutz mishem. They want to show they're big. Kol bidei shemayim, I feel you, shemayim. Right? A guy does a chait, what do you want from me? The Bereshit created me hot-blooded. You know, I have a temper, right? I can yell at my family. Why? Well, that's me, right? That's right? That's the opposite. That's the kfira that Agag represents. All right. Anyway, so what happened? Vayomer Shmuel. So listen to what he says. So look at the pasuk that we have printed. Vayomer Shmuel. I'm just using it so I have the right taich. Pasuk lamed gimel. See it. Vayomer Shmuel. Shmuel said, "Kasher shikwa noshim charbecha." Just like women, your sword made women childless. Was he killed? Their children. Call me Noshim Imecha. So to your mother, in Lashon HaKodesh, in the English is no such word, when a person loses a child, right, shikul. That's what's called shikul. Or kedot shokul, the pasuk says. In other languages, somebody told me, it came out no words for it. But in Lashon HaKodesh, we have, Menoshim Imecha ve'yashasef Shmuel esagogu v'nei Hashem begilgal. And Shmuel went and he split him in half. Cut him up. He killed him. That's the pasuk. So on this, the Briskarov asked. He says, "Vusapis, he killed them because he did all these things. He killed people and he made women, you know, lose their children. He killed them because he's an Amalekite. Well, what does the pasuk have to say? Kasha, he gives him a whole thing. Kasha, tisharko and so forth. If the Yalkas Shimonik Rabbi Shmuel Ben Achmeni Oyma Bedine Oyved Lilim Not Bedine Bnei Noach." Donu, lo be'edim v'loy ba'asra, right? Lo be'edim v'loy ba'asra. Bosh Mishat sounds like he killed him at Sa'at, did of, what do you mean, go be'edim v'loy ba'asra? Because that's the din. The Gemara says, b'dinei b'nei noyach, if you're in Seyach, you get killed. You don't need edim. You don't need asra. Edim means you need a edachot. We mentioned last week, the chinuch shita, Rashi, psachos, mashat, even a das biv could be good enough. The Rambam holds that way. But what do you mean, law eight of law saw? If this is a din of killing a Maleki, you kill a Maleki, you didn't do anything wrong. It could be a tzaddik yisoid ailum, the malekim, but you kill him. You kill him. Son of a scrub asked, what is the, what's a pshat in, you killed him because kashin, because you're a tzayach. You killed him because he has to be killed. Okay, that's the question of Briskura. Now, pick up Lazar. Tefillah said, "Lazar, Nergu kol bnei Malach v'yeshu l'shem shkulas v'almanas v'yemesh shkulas." And pick up Lazar seems to learn he didn't kill Agag because he made women childless, because that's what a Malik did when a Malik attacked Klal Yisrael and they killed, so they made their mothers childless. In other words, we're killing you. Kasher shichla charbucha means not your own private cheriv, but the cheriv of your forefathers, meaning a Malik himself, what they did. That's how Pekah B'lazalat. However, it's true, and Echanami, Yalkut Shemayi Tash, that he killed him at Tzadin Retzeyach. But also another thing, also, that I put, this was a Beryl's Raya, yeah, and you look at page two, I'm sorry, on Nesach Sanhedrin Daf Sabbat Zayin, the Gemara talks about a Kishuf, the din of a Kishuf, what do you do with somebody who was over the Issar of Kishuf, right, witchcraft, what we call it. Right? So, misosin b'ma, what do you kill them with? So, basically, you're machlik. Basically, you're nemakan, machashen for loisachaye, v'nemal alan, loisachaye, kol neshama. Right? Malo alan besayf, afkan besayf. Loisachaye kol neshama, the zayn out is with a saif. I didn't know that. Rashi says, malo alan besayf, the ksib sikhe v'oig v'kei yisrael the ficharev. The ficharev means with saif, with a knife. The next Rashi is not again, just because I told the word Rashi dibemasu malala. But anyway, kuponim, sit mashma, that there's a special din b'sayif, and it doesn't really say by Shmuel, sayif means to chop off its head. It's mashma, you split him up, you cut him up. Okay, so on that also, I just said, just the aura on that, that's some shiz and again, but I'll tell you a very interesting story with Shabina Rav. Somebody asked, Taka asked the Shabina Rav that when Shmuel did this, like he split him, it's actually like really made him suffer. He really cut him up in a very brutal way. So he said, Vum shteit azadin in the Torah, you have to kill him zadin. So Shabina Rav on the spot said, what do you mean? So Rashi Yim Sochem. In the Mishnah, so it talks about if Pesach spot falls on an Erev Shabbos. Pesach falls out on Shabbos. The Mishnah says that you do carbon pesach derech Shabbos, but not certain things. Tzliyasa, like roasting it, is not derech Shabbos, because that you could do at night. Certain things, like
at a chazit, you mapshit also had a chazit in film.
Right. As we'll see, you mapshit the or. Submishna says,
thank you.
Yeah. Submishna says, erev varim derech Shabbos chitos is very michui krevov. Right, michui krevov. What's michui krevov? Will clean out its innards, right? The intestines were full of excrement. So it's a shalai asvichu, they shouldn't smell. So Rashi and Samachira says like this, how do you do it? Gemara says, menakvim besakin. You, it's kazar malaka. You go ahead, the vein is dead. You puncture its inner, it'll take out. She ain't the ray to take out excrement. She menicham besakin asvichu. It'll smell before the night. Or it's roasted. You can roast at night. The meat can lay around till the night. But if it's excrement, then it'll smell. Lush. What's lush and nichli? Shuvayti peres rachi takes out the excrement, right? The nimcha besecha, that's melted in there. Okay. The macher shalach, then he says, kimoy b'chei avigomo. Right. Gemara says that when you take something and you make it liquidy, imcho, you sip it. Okay, sip it out. That's a Rashi. Then Rashi has another lashon. Look at Rashi. Lishna chila, michui lashon nekiva v'chidvul. You pierce it and you chayvul it. K'moy timcha azecha malik. Right, the kavard. For Lishna, you have to think of it on the spot. Timcha azecha malik. Shteik. You learned that the pshat is that from Rashi. You see timcha. Let me just see in these gemaras. They have a new gemaras. These footnotes to if there's anything. Oh, it's just the pasuk. Okay. Timcha Zecha Malik, not just go ahead and kill them or eradicate them, but really physically eradicate, do so. Okay, so that's also, that's what this thing's about. But let's go back to the Blitzgrove's conscious. So, in order, yes, why is it say over there that he killed them because of that? So let's look at the Psukim a second, all right? Now let's Vayidvar Hashem Shmuel Lemo Nechamti Kidlachti Yas Bishol. Right, you see, the guy went through all the pesukim. Kishav Machray, and he has the Breshav tells him that I have karata that I was mamluch Shol. Okay, then Pasuk Beis Shmuel goes to Shol Baboyker, and Vayavish Pasuk Yudgim Vayavish Shmuel Shol Vayamel Shol Bochata Hakim Moisa as Dvar Hashem. Did you will you makayim the words of Hashem? I was Makam Dvar Hashem. So what is this? What do I hear that sign? I hear about Koila Bakar Shanech Shemeh. Vayamishol Mamaleki Vim Ashechum Alam Almeta Vat sign that they had Chumchmanis on the good at sign. He says, we want to bring karbonis with this. We're going to do the Baal Shem a favor. We're going to bring him karbonis with this. So he goes through the whole thing. And let's just go over to Pasig. Yeah, so look at Pasig Yud Aleph. He says, he wasn't making my words. So Shmuel comes and tells him, and Shmuel says, I was making my words. So it's a pella. He says, the Baruch Shalom, what do you mean he was making the words of Hashem? Right? The Baruch Shalom himself said, Shav Machar, you went against my words. He wasn't making everything I said. He left Agag alive. Mate of Etzev Abaka. Then you look at the other psukim also. He says, Vayimah Shaul Shmuel. Look at Vayimah Shaul Shmuel. Yeah, Pasuk Chof. And so forth. Right? He starts telling him all these type of things. Right? And he says, let's just turn the page. Okay, whatever. And so forth. Right? So what's up, Shat? He's telling him, I listen to Hashem. I listen to Hashem. What does it mean you listen to Hashem? Right? And then Shmuel tells him, Yan Ma'asta, if you look in before that, Yan Ma'asta, you were Moyes, you were Bamine, you did the, was disgusting, the words of Hashem, that, so he says, the Baruch Hashem is Moyes in your Malucha, right? So Stamza, he asks, he's like this, he says, Vayem Shmuel, Achap and Shem, La'oilus, Ba'oilus, Vizvachim, rather you listen to the Baruch Shalom than bringing good karbonis. Right? So first he says, Lo Shematav Kol Hashem, and then he says, what you did, Ma'asta Dvar Hashem. Lo Shematav Kol Hashem, Ma'asta Dvar Hashem. So the Chaim said like this, that the mitzvah is to be machrim amalek completely. Lech v'kisas amalek v'chramtem asekolai. So this lech v'kisas amalek v'chramtem asekolai. Now, without Rashi and Chumash, but many learn b'chlal, this was a special mitzvah to kill out all the animals. In Rashi and Chumash, I'm not sure that way, because it says that the malekim were balekishif and they used to bring themselves into the behemoth. It could be over here was a special din to kill out. That's not again so much right now, but that's what it was. So Reb Chaim said that this mitzvah to kill out was only once Klal Yisrael was zeiche in their mammon, and now you're walking around, everybody knows, oh, this is the mammon of Amalek. You have a mammon of Amalek, destroy it. Like the Gemara says, by Sharon Niskel, right? Sharon Niskel, what's Sharon Niskel? That somebody had relations with the Sharon Niskel. So you kill the Shah, and Shalai Yelach Meshuk V'yayru, this and that, what?
Kalayin.
The Kalayin, like the Gemara says, right? The Gemara says it's a Kalayin, it's an embarrassment. So we're also that you have mammon of a Malaiki that you can't have. Klal Yisrael can't have a Malaiki. So he tightened Reb Chaim in Lamdish of Eifin. He says what Shaul did was like this. He did the Gemara in the dark. Shaul says, Shemaiti b'kor l'Hashem. He says, I listened to the words of Hashem. Why? Because the Isser is just that Klal Yisrael shouldn't be Zeicha. If there's Zeicha in it, I'm sorry. If there's Zeicha in it and they have to destroy it. I wasn't Zeicha. What did I do? He says, I was makdishit. Look at that. How can you be makdishit? This has to be yours first. It's a Gemara in the dark. Paul Dick and Gemara. Look at this guy. Amar Rava. Haisel Lafonov of Kivega uses this Gemara in a few places. It's a chidish in the Gemara. Haisel Lafonov of Kika Shul Hefka. Person had a Kika Shul Hefka. He says, he walks the street, then he throws a bread. It's Hefka. the Amar, and he says, Kikar zu hektish. This kikar is hektish. Natal loichli takes it to eat mal of fikulei. Or it's his mal according to the full value. They did mi'ila. They said they did a mi'ila not to use something that's hektish. Right? Zok the round. Listen, look at this round. Amar Rav, I said, Amar kikar zu hektish, not loch mal of fikulei. Hai de noka be kikar shal hefka, loka kikar shal loich. Why say his own kikar? Shai sa men chatzera v'kdisha. V'shib d'chi ay gavna natal loichlu l'mal. Why? The kibin the makam ha'ekdash since before it was makt shaloi, so ul ha'ch ha'ekdash gav kib reshu sa medis, it's in his reshuz. Hev olay ki gizbo shal ha'ekdash, and the Gemara says a chigiga, that if a gizbo shal ha'ekdash, she was noitel dava shal ha'ekdash, lo mal, b'shim ikor nami b'shu sa kai. That's the dit. V'asha nami b'shu sa. V'ein me'ila elbet, so since he's the gabai, he's allowed to use it, he'll replace it. The ain mi'ila be'ekdash or b'moitzi me'shus ektash l'shus achet. So mali chatzera mali biyadon. Halcha v'achol anafik me'shusay. That's why the Gemara says, kikar shul hafkar. Shoysa medes betoich dalet amoysav shekoynas v'bachol makam. Oh, now it's, no, it's, we'll see. U'mishumal chikiyam ha'kikar zu ektash chayil. In other words, it's a poldik azach. I can't say on something that's mine, it's yours. I can't do that. I can't take something of mine, I have to give it to somebody else to be maknati, right? The Rav who does Erev Tavshilin can't just pick it up and says, I'm being making it for the rest of the... He has to give it to someone. So Charlotte can give it to his wife because she's saying Michal Shulchanai. Could be that's not a good kidney. Yes. Anytime I want to make a kidney on something of mine, I can just say, this belongs to you. I'm giving you. I have to make a kidney. I can be Kaiser. If I say, hey, you know, this safer belongs, I might say if I'm giving it to you. And then I say, you know, I changed my mind. Fine.
Well, I'm not a book fan.
Yeah, you need a maisis here. You can't be the zeicher and the mezaken. Zeicher not the shul b'fonah doesn't mean poof. Everything's great. You can, you know, have what you want. It means you have to do a maisis here. Even though the person never made that person a shliach, it worked. But only because he gave it to someone else to be kind for you. But over here, it works. Look the rav. Probably the kazach. I forgot the amar b'bam etziyah dal amar shalot of kainas loy. Afilo kiloma akne. He wasn't kainah. He's not quite it. Over here, you never picked it up. You used your dalet ames, even though dalet ames is coming for you. Your dalet ames for someone else. That's what you do. Just like I could pick up a mitzia, that's a gemara. That's the sugi of makbil mitzia chaver kana chaver. I can pick on us. If it's mine, I can make yours. But not. I'm saying I am the shliach. I'm the zachen of the shofanim. So my dalet ames could also do that. So says the Reb Chaim. That's what happened over here. Shaul HaMelech went ahead. And he was makdish all the behemoths to hektish. He was makdish the behemoths. No, it's not that says we'll use it for kabbalah. So it is a carbon. It's right. Oh, so kai gavna. That's what the Ram says. He's moil because you're not the gizmer. It's not yours. You did your dalaramas to be makdish to hektish, but it's not in your dalaramas. You use the dalaramas for the bikkurim for that. Oh, that's the did. So since he says what I did was I wasn't over mitzvah Hashem. Because al pidin pakim benayim mitzvah sacher. Mitzvah sacher is that if a yid has it, but he doesn't have it, hektish has it. That lo matzino. You have to destroy hektish's din. You said that if we go ahead and we get the moment of a malik, then it has to be strong. We never made it. We made it into hektish. That's what he says. So the Shmuel tells him, hachofritz Hashem ba'oilis. What do you think the banishim is interested in oilis? You think the banishim wants to make it, I mean, Yomtiv has, it's a little different in the Akdama, but in the Rayona Dover, it's the same. He says, you think that Rabbeinu Shalom is interested in having a carbon? That's what Rabbeinu Shalom wants from you. In other words, it's like the Gemara, and Yomtiv makes the Sushal, the Gemara Brachas, where Gemara says, there is some Yishainim. They could look, there is some Yishainim, they were poor, and what did they do? They brought in the everything into the silo, and they made a Chayv and Mais, a Chayv and Mais. What do our generations do? To get out of it, so they go through the roof, through this, and therefore it's lower up in their bias and the potter from giving mice. Tech, and it's a legal loophole, right? Like many of us know what these those things, a legal loophole. I don't have to do it. It's a legal loophole. I got out of it, right? Person gets out of it, right? It's like a, well, yeah, you go to a person's house And all of a sudden, you see, there's not one mezuzah in the house. You go, what are you, crazy? I'm a yid, whatever. So the friend, he said, well, take a look. This is excellent. I made every door in a way that it's part of. Right? Every door in the way it's part of. Said, right? Beautiful. I'm a beautiful chav. You have big lamdet. He said, I mean, well, I don't know if I would make a shidduch with such a person. One mezuzah in his house. Very ingenious. Somebody told me that they had they held up, he din, that their front entrance is not chav mezuzah. The house was built in such a way. So he says he doesn't want to do. He says so the mishlochim was worked great for.
Yeah. So, but that this could happen. And
right, but what?
Sure, but
we will end with it. He said, but Lemais, he said that nobody wants to make shidduch with him. He said, shukin, a guy doesn't have a mezuzah in his house. Who wants to make a shidduch with him? Right, but so right, it's part of what could you do? Okay, yeah.
You are listening to Ben's Torah.
Kick up the animals. Abigail, is that considered by Efkus? So then, why?
It was Efkus.
Why was he the Gevi?
What?
Yeah, the Shul says Hashem's nature korbanos, but so what? He was Makdashi. So where's the? We need if the Shul was Makdashi, he's in.
Right, no, so then there's no din of being marked from the behemoths. That's what you say. There's no din of being marked from the behemoths.
It's China.
Yeah, that's a good tie. He's right, legally. That's what he says. That's what Shmuel Novi tells him. He says, a conference Hashem the oilers. That you should be partners of mitzvahs.
But the mice that is tying, I should get a Muslim being thrown out. So, but I was marked as Adam, but I don't think
that's your chesh, not the conscience. I hear what you're saying, but I don't know. But
why?
Oh, we'll get there. We'll get there. We'll get to that. All right?
Right. Halakhically, if someone picks up, let's say, a master's a shekel of Hepker,
yeah.
Does it count that he was using him after the shekel?
What?
So like a pirker, it was a master.
You mean was it his own?
The past, yeah.
He said, it wasn't his. Quite, I don't know. I have no right of it, but or was it that they have to be just give it to the stalker? You have to give of your own. Right? That's a good point. And a chanami could be. And a chanami.
Pure.
Right?
Ceasing if the if they captured the animals, how could the Melech override everybody else's kavanah? What do you mean?
No, Shaul Melech went ahead and this is, he told everybody to do this. The Shaul Melech, he told them I married the Columbus. Made sad. I mean, imagine the Melech is telling Shaul Melech, Shalachata, Bekeben Shadda, and he's telling us, this, we got a way, we can get away, we can make karbonis, give the Bresh a tremendous tachat. Gemara makes, he made all kinds of cheshbonis to do this. I mean, you're thinking of Shaul, Reb Chaim used to say, the problem is we take our, coat and we put on Avraham Avinu and Shaul. You have to think. He thought of the was I had that madrega. It wasn't just like a fortunate cheshbon and it, everybody's okay. Come on, Shaul. You have to convince that this is the right way to do it. It was a doctor's tikkuzash. Now we do plenty of things like this. I mean, I don't know why we're so. We do plenty of things like what? We can. Chiz chum is different. Chiz chum is pshat. You got rid of your chum. Mechiris shvius could be that way. We think mechiris shvius is not. Mechiris shvius is chametz is the pshat. The turn and want of chametz. We don't have chametz. Could be the way we buy back to what we do. That's a different thing. But shvius. Right? Somebody once there was a story with the guy Rebbe. First time he came there, it's one of the first times, and it was shvius. He saw people working. He was like shocked. So he said, we're working the fields. He said, they told me they sold the land. He says, what do you mean they sold the land? What kind of answer is that? So he told me they sold chametz. He said, what's the tushel? Chametz, the third one, did you get rid of chametz? You got rid of chametz, you sold it. It's not your chametz. Over here, the land has to rest. Because the goyimah own it, so the land doesn't have to rest. The third wants the land. That's kedusha. Our chametz has no kedusha. The most sick guy, what's the difference? It's not a legal loophole. Over here, Bamish made this stuff. So that's what he's saying. That's what Shaul was Melech. Oh, so he says... He says, he told him, that's not called Lo Shematim Kol Hashem. You did all kinds of ways, all kinds of means to get around the mitzvahs of Hashem. That's what we call Ma'asta Dvar Hashem. A guy will tell you, I didn't go against Hashem. Yeah, but you didn't listen to Hashem. You didn't listen to him. You didn't Ma'asta Dvar Hashem. Right? That's what Chaim said. Oh, so he says, that's the pshat that he told him, there's Dvar Eloi Hikim. It doesn't say Lo Shoma Bekoili. You won't make him. You didn't uphold the words of Hashem. You did Hashem, but you didn't uphold what he did. You can't say that's upholding Hashem's. You didn't go against him. But you didn't say we make. Yeah, that could be what he felt. What was that? Let's first go through the psukim. Okay, right? Oh. So on that, Rabbi Yehoshua Ben added too. The sort of in a sefer, how they bring it. So he says, it says over there, he left Agag alive. So, like it says, Asher shamati b'kor l'Hashem v'avis Agag. So we said like this. Take a look at the page 3. The Rambam in Hilchos Melachah. Let's take a look at the Rambam first. The Rambam says, "Ein noisim the psal machlokes Rambam and Rashi. Ein noisim milchama could be taisus in one way. Ein noisim milchamim adam ba'olam ab shekarim loy sholem." Right? That's a pasuk in the Chumash. Right? The sukkah of milchama the karasul sholem. You have to make. You send out before you making you make a war. You send us. Rashi be milchemes harishus hakosav medaber, right? Because it says over there, king, kentasa. Then it says loisachay kolish. You're not allowed. You have to destroy those that are from the Zion nations. Rama doesn't learn that way. I mean, that's what seems what Rashi's learning. Yeah, the Ramban learns Chak Rashi that way. So it says echad milchemes shus veechad milchemes mitzvah. Shenemar ki sikra valila milchem la karasa leishol. Imish limu, they make peace with you. So listen, what do they have to do? Kibu sheva mitzvah shim sava b'nei noyat. Aleim. Ein nergim man neshama. You don't kill them. Varehen lamas. They become taxed and tariffed. Shenem ayila chamas v'avaducha. In other words, they work for you. They become third class citizens. Kibu aleim amas v'lo kiblu avdus. Kiblu avdus v'lo kiblu mas. Ein shem lem. At shekabu shem. The avdus, this is Mary de Garamba, just said, she kabul ushia nivozim shvolim lamata. Lo yarimu raish bisol. They can't be part of the Knesset, that's for sure. Right? Eli yukvushim tachas yadam. Velo yismenu al yisrael lishum dava ba'ilav. You can't give any position. The mas yikabashim muchonim lavoidis lamelech begufam amainam. Binyan achoyim is chayzik matsudis. You make them do menial labor. Binyan armain and so forth. Amelch Yitzchak Shneur said, "Why go through Pesuk? Halacha Dalid, Zok the Rambam. Now, Im Lo Yishlimu, Oy Shishlimu, V'Lo Kibul Zayin Mitzvus, Oy Sinim Mar Melchama. Then you make Melchama V'Hargin, Kol Ascharim Akdoilim. You make all the males. U Boys is in Koma Minor V'Tapim. You take all the everything that belongs to them. Ve'Ein Argin Isha V'Lo Cotton, not a cotton Zacha. Shneur Anoshim V'Tap Zetap Shulstar. But Mad V'Armu Murim B'Melchamas V'Shus." Shim Shar Humus. Avashima Amamim Vamalek Shaloy Shlimu. They didn't make peace, meaning they could, even a Malek. That's Rambam's famous Shita. Even a Malek, if it decides, right, to we mentioned last week Davinezer says it's according to the Chazal that says Aimakabum Gerim, because Gerim, they think they're on the par with you, they're on the same level. They're another Jew. They're a Gaf, a cat. Ger has big milas, right? The Goyim says on the Deir Sol Yo. That it says in the Gemara that Klal Yisrael is bigger than Malachim. Malachim say Hashem's name after three words, Kadesh, 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 Shem Tavokas. We say Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu after two. Zok the Goyin, a Ger says after one, Baruch Hashem, Ashehitza, by Yisrael. So Ger is a bigger Mela. So Mela, that he says, Avineza, that's not being Machnia Malik. A Malik has to be Nivza of a Nivza. It can't become Ger according to that. It's not in the Rambam, because the Rambam we don't find such a lacha, but just in the Ezra of that mefilta, that chazal. Aval shiva amim v'mal shloy shlim ein manichem in neshama shenem makein tasim l'kol rak me'arei amim loy sechar kol neshama v'cheinu em v'malik timcha zecha malik u'menayin shenem v'daba ha'il shloy shlim anotz even by a malik and zayin amimin shenem aloy seyeh sheshlim v'nei so it goes into different things that at the end of a zayin the raven argues zayin amim malik zeshibush whatever the, but the Rambam's sheet is, you can make peace. So, like this, that Agag, as soon as he saw what happened, he was mashlim. He learned that there could be even an individual Amaleki. If an individual Amaleki will go ahead and say, I'm a kabba myself, mas and avdus and zayin mitzvahs, he can go ahead and you leave him alone. You don't kill him because he was mashlim. So he says, that's what happened to Agag. That's what he says. He says, Agag went ahead. He was Makabal Zayin Mitzvahs, Mas, Avdus. But obvious Agag, I knew Shechav, I have a chmanos him because I was Tefis him, and he went up. He says, what do you want me to do? He says, you'll keep the Zayin Mitzvahs. Yes, it'll be Mas. Yes, you'll do everything good. I can't kill you. That's he says, that's what happened over there. So he says, Enachanami, I can't tell you Shalosh Shemata Kol Hashem of Ma'asid Var Hashem. Why? Because he did all kinds of things to get out of the mitzvah Mechiyas Hamelech. Right? So he says, that's the pshat. So he tainted that that answers the Briskerov's original kasha. Since he went ahead and did all these things that you can't say he was going against the Bainu Shalom's Ratzin. He was doing the Bainu Shalom's words. He didn't go against it. He got around it. So he says, that's called Ma'asid Var Hashem. So he says, Akuponim. Akuponim, what? Oh, very good. He says he killed him, Kashesh, because of the Ritzicha that you did. Yeah, that's of course. That's what he's saying. That's a, what?
Make peace, but
you're a murderer. Okay, very good. I can leave you
alone.
What? No, the other like it was before they were mashing. Agag Ksuy is the only one left, which, by the way, I was learning another saying with someone in Nachalil. Somebody asked me, like, how much later is it when David is told to fight with a Malik? From Agag, one child was born. Amaleki, how many years? You have to figure out how many years. Not so many years. How did they reproduce so quickly? I mean, I don't know. They went ahead. Excuse me, but they had. David Melch is told to fight them. We were with them from one child that night that was born. No, but it's Masha over there that they had to kill the people. Zachar, Zachar, Molech, Zachar, Molech. I'm not Zachar, I didn't look into it. But yeah, the animals, right. But the people. So oh, you mean, so those animals, you mean, oh, that's what you meant. The animals themselves, oh. The animals themselves came back. I hear. That's a good point. Okay. All right. But anyway, that's what he says. That's the way he killed. Okay, that's Atka. Now, so...
What was the Tana though on?
No, the toll of Shaul is that you did all these things to get around it. If you would have done as is, you would have killed. You wanted Agag. So what did you do? You waited till you killed everybody. You killed systematically. And then Agag, you left. Yeah, but and he was mashlim with you.
But Agag said, okay, I
give up. Right.
So I had it.
That, you're right. But that's because of what you did. And he saw that you're going to do that. Otherwise, if you would have gone in and destroyed them, that wouldn't have happened. That's what he's saying. Well, let's first... Oh, so now a very shame of art that he said he heard from a or like this. Take a look. Let's see if it comes out yet. Ramban and Shmois. Kiyadol, right? We know it says by Milchemes Amalek. Kiyadol case come Milchemes Lashem Amalek. The hands of Hashem is on the kisa of Hashem, right? So Rashi says Ein Hashem Shom Ein Kisa Shom. Right? Yud K that Chukavonu Taisa says one pshat which was brought LaLacha. One of the pshatim and then Yeish Shmei Rabbo. Right? Shmei means Hashem. Yud K should become Yud K Vav K. Well, Mechias Amalek. I just saw Rashi in Yeshaya the other day. Inekel Yisha, what we say over here, but Aziv Azim Maskar Hashem Ba'ilu Yeshua. I always thought Shad is Aziv Azim Maskar Hashem Ba'ilu Yeshua. It's Aziv Azim Maskar Hashem. Rashi says the Ba'ishav is Aziv Azimras. He's my strength. One Shad is that he's my praise. Hashikar Hashem. When Akar will become Hashem, when Yudkei will become Yudkei Vavkei, Shimocha Zara Shemalik. That means every Motzei Shabbos we maybe Makayim. The mitzvah mechias amalek, zecher of a malek, that is, by saying that pasuk, we have that in mind. So so he said like this, look at the Ramban. He says, Lir from a chum of a ever bamalek a malek, makes, velonem a kise, afa shame nechlek mechetze, nishma kosh boch shame a kise shom, shame shom, achimach shmoy shom, malek, bed asif. Right? So the Vishem, it's mashia, has to do with asif too. You look at the Rambam's sefer mitzvah, he talks about asif over there too. He brings all kinds of psukim. Let's just go over. V'yesh mefarshim. V'yesh mefarshim. Ki kasha tia yad al kisa Hashem, tia milchama l'Hashem b'malek. V'chein tia miladar adar. Right? When this yad al kisa Hashem, what is a kisa Hashem? The kisa Hashem is the melucha. V'inyin ki kasha yeh melech v'yisrael yesh a kisa Hashem milafo b'malek. V'u rem is the shol ha-melech harish. V'chein miladar adar. In order to fight a Malek, you have to have a Melech. Lemar, ki kol Melech b'Yisrael chayv lelachem b'hem ha-shimachu. But Gamzet, it's based on the Gemara Sanhedrin. Yad, the Gemara says, shol shmitzis nitzav b'Yisrael, l'hamid la-melech, lichas zar shol Malek, ver livnois beis ha-pchir, shal in the Yisrael, so what order, but Melech is before Malek. So Thapachan, it's just first in order, but you need a Melech in order to go ahead and fight a Malek. Harei lahamed and lemech tchil of ein kasser lemelech shenev yesh ha-shvoyim ha-kedisa kov and so forth. Well, there, Shah Nachanu, he learns, and that's Irene's Shita. If you look in
next thing, the Rambam, Mitzvah says, Alachem Zainamim, Alachem Tachimim, Kol Shemol Yod Echemem Velaharga Oivu Beloisase, Shenem Eloisachai Kol Neshama, V'kva Ovet Zibur. V'chein, Mitzvah says, Alachem Zekar, and what this Aleph is, Zekar Molech, Shenem Atimcha Zekar Molech. U'mitzvah says, Nisker Tomit Masa, Roim Bar Vosei, Kedei Lo Oire Vosei, which is Masha, like the Chunuch, that the Iker is like a Mishavut Tainus, could be only Yitzvah Parshas Kisov, and not Beshach, because it has to be Moir by you, a hatred, Shenem Azoch, Shem Abibesh, Mulam Duzoch, and say, okay, fine. Zokter Radvaz, V'chein Mitzvah says, Labed Zecha Molech, Gam Zemu Vorbeksu, Barisi Mishakos, Yirei, Shita Sirei, Shein, I'm sorry, we'll see, that doesn't say anything to Yirei, Mishakosav, Mishakosav, Shein Mitzvah Zuna Egis, Ad Yimais Mashiach, but a mitzvah will only be Mais Mashiach. Frekter Radvaz, Pasha Shmuel, Shol, Habit Yufta. How could you say that? What do you mean? The Shaul was supposed to fight a Molech. Okay. Akash. I'll go to my mind. Yes. Mitzvah Zuei Negas and Moise Mashiach. La'achar kibish ha'arz shenem v'yeh b'nef shi l'chem kol avecha. Nesu v'nar la'timcha zechem ha'loshen. Sefer ha'trumis maybe. There's another Sefer Mitzvahs. Adi Moise Mashiach. Okay. Same thing. So some say, no. Well, what's the pshat? Pshat is, it's not Negas Moise Mashiach. Why? Because we won't have a Melech. But the pshat is, the mitzvah starts be Moise Mashiach. Right now, when we had a Melech, it was like a Muhammad, David, Yeshua, and so forth. But now, even though there might be a Melechim, there's a Melechim. Ramaz doesn't say, Ovid Zichrim, can you do it over Chaim's Dik? But it's not Noik till we have a Melech. Like upon him, you need a Melech over here, right? After there's a Melech. Oh, so he says like this. Let's go back, look at the Pesukim by Shaul.
And that's another reason why Shmuel, since we're at the court, what he moved, Mechamkit.
Oh, very good. No, it's basically, I'll say that about it. It says, Kara Hashem Amalachacha, like a real saying, the Bereshit took away his Mudainig Yotav as a similar Zach, but he says, Shaul lost his Melucha because he was afraid of the, he says, forget the people were telling Shaul, let's say this sign, give the Bereshit Sonakas Ruach. But whatever it is, the Bereshit took away his Melucha, so since he took away his Melucha, Memela, so I see the Rambam didn't come out. Okay. Since he took away his Melucha, so Memele is not a Melech, and if you're not a Melech, you don't have a din to destroy a Molech anymore. You didn't have to fight a Molech. Then there's everybody goes on this Rambam in Pirush Mishnayos. I guess he didn't come out on the computer. And Pirush Mishnayos, every over here, like this Perdika Rambam. Listen to this. The Rambam says in the Kedamot Zrayim, he says, in the Dapei Yashas from the Brachas, we have the old Vilna Shas, I don't know what it is, these new Oizu Adi Gemaras, whatever, but in the regular is Nun Gimel Amid Beis, Rama says, like, talks about Nevuah. So he says, V'yitzav B'tzivuyim, V'yase Yisrum, you have to listen to the Navi, gives you a mitzvah. Navi tells you to do this, tells you to, he asks you to do this, B'dov V'sha'enim in a Torah. Something tells you, you have to listen to the Navi, Navi tells you. He can't tell you, go against the Torah, but he can tell you something. Navi tells you, you got to do this the way, that's what you got to do. Kegoin shiyama ilach mualir plainis. What do you got? There's no mitzvah of fighters here. So yeah, but the Bereshit wants it. Oyim uma plainis. Kemoy shetziva shmuel l'shol ilach. Paul de Karambach. What do you mean? Kemoy shetziva shmuel, that's a, so it's Masha, the Rambam's answering the Briscoe's title of Kamar Shem perkadati leich hikisas amolik. What do you mean Kamar Shem? The Bereshit tell you the mitzvah. So what's pshat in the Rambam? So everybody goes into different pshat. So you could say that if you go literally with the shita that's telling you Moisa Mashiach, then it's no kasha from Shaul. Why? Because Shaul was taka a haros shah. The whole thing was a haros shah. But it was a different nevuah. It was a different nevuah. So Mamela, that's the pshat. Why? Well, if this shita holds that yesh we should kosav and Rambam say for yad samash. But in the Pirush Mishnayos, that could be if you go with the sheet that the mitzvahs only be Mois HaMashiach, then it's very good. Meaning the Maisel of Shaul, was Shmuel telling Shaul, was in the Vuh, Kamar Hashem. That's the Brisker of Zahra. What does it say, Kamar Hashem? With this of the Rambam, it's a pamphlet. It's telling in, its taka was not the mitzvahs of a Malik, it was a mitzvah of Nevuah. A mitzvah of Nevuah is a different thing. You can't, what's the whole kash on that sheet from the Mois HaMashiach? Maisa the Shalt Yufta was a Maisa Rosh Shah. Chris Kurov himself says an interesting Zach.
Whisker Rav says that the whole mitzvah of a Malek, and there's a Pshashtik of Raya's then, the whole mitzvah of a Malek, of Mechias Malek, is totally in a Navi. It's totally in a Navi. They first need the Navi to go ahead and give a Sivoy in order to have the mitzvah. Milchamas Bashem Amalek. It has to be Bashem. The Boine Shalom has to tell you. That's the doctor, the Brisker said, as I state. In order to, you know, it's filling, you got to put on filling. Matzah, you got to eat matzah. Amalek, you fight when the Boine Shalom tells you to fight, which is very good. The Rash, in the Gemara talks about one. Esther invited Haman with Mordechai, with Chashverosh, to Mishnah Yain, and the next, and she said, okay, tomorrow, let's do it again. But sometimes she invited him, and again. So Ebn Ezra state, she didn't see a simon min Shemayim yet. Because since it's an Indian of eradicating Amalek, you need a nevuah. What's that pshat? Okay, so it's the Shein of Art. What's the pshat? So I mentioned the Motzei Shabbos last week, the Ravutna Zvon. I heard this from Ravutna when I had Sassol in 1974. That Ravutna said, he said it over a few times, I've typed it here too. He said that, why do we have to fight Amalek? Lo Yirei Elokim. Rashi says, who's the Lo Yirei Elokim? Amalek. Was that, we were the Yirei Elokim, Ata Oyef, Echol, the Yogeya, the Lo Yirei Elokim, you are Lo Yirei Elokim, they are Lo Yirei Elokim. So you have to fight them because they're Lo Yirei Elokim. So Ravutna said, he gave two mashal, I'll give one mashal now. He says, it says, in Ilchas Lashon Hara, you're allowed to talk of Lashon Hara to Baal Machlaikis. Baal Machlaikis. But if you're a Baal Machlaikis, we can't talk of Lashon Hara. Why? The whole purpose of talking much of Lashon Hara to Baal Machlaikis is to stop it. You're local, you're lacking the same thing, you can't talk. So Mamela, he says, what do you mean? You're Yirei Elokim, you can't fight him. Why? Because they're Yirei Elokim. We are Yirei Elokim. So what they said it over many times, and one time on tape, you hear him saying it's written one of my murm in a different nusach. He said it's the Pentagon of Yiddishkeit. The Pentagon used to be a very safe place, right? But all the secrets of the nation lie. The secrets of a Yid, that a Yid is Yirei Elokim, is a Malik. The fact that the terrorist says, it doesn't matter, you know, what kind of Yid you are. You got to put on tzitzis. You got to fight them all because Yirei Elokim. That means the Torah is being made. It's a testimony that every Yid deep down inside is Yirei Elokim. Bar the Kavar. Every Yid is Bamis Yirei Elokim. But Elokim, Adam Yirei Naim, Elokim Yirei Levavav. Only all over in the Torah you find, V'yereisim Elokecha, Ani Hashem. Lefnei Yivra Leisita Mitchell, V'yereisim Elokech. Why? Rashi says, because Adav Hazem Masulev. You give a guy bad advice. So I know. You tell him, buy this property. He buys a property, and Baruch Hashem, he's not your neighbor anymore. You got rid of him. You did it for your own sake. That's Lifnei Yivra. Guy comes running back. What'd you tell me? He says, I read the Wall Street Journal. They said it was going to go great. How am I supposed to know? The guy will never know. It's all totally in the lake. Yira's told in the lake. So the pshat is, in order to know really what's doing down in the deep down inside, you need a Navi. That's the Brisker. That's what be Taich and Brisker. The Navi has to tell you, you're ready to fight, right? That's why it could be a Melech too. Because what do you know the Rambam says? The Melech is the Lev Kol Kahal. The Melech feels the pulse of everybody. He feels, that's a real Melech, not a despot, stop a Melech. A Melech, the job of Melech is to feel everybody's emotions, everybody's feelings, everybody's tzaris, everybody's simchas. That's what Melech is supposed to do. Like the Chazal, Melech, the Mem, Lamed Chof, is the three prefixes. Me-le-ka-me-am, le-am, ke-am. He has to be together. So the Melech is the one that's able to really know the Am.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.